Ovo je test razumijevanja oslušanog teksta iz stranog jezika. Sastoji se od dva zadatka. Svaki snimak slušat ćete dva puta. Imaćete dovoljno vremena da pročitate pitanja prije nego što čujete tekst i da provjerite svoje odgovore. Dok slušate, možete upisivati svoje odgovore u test knjižicu. Poslije slušanja imaćete dovoljno vremena da provjerite svoje odgovore. Prvi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
Let's look back for a moment, Hugh Laurie, to your parents. Your father sounds like a wonderful man. He achieved a lot in his life, and you didn't know about much of it until you were in your teens. He won a gold medal at rowing at the Olympics.
He did.
And he didn't tell you.
In 1948, he did not tell me. Or anybody else, actually. He was an excessively modest and self-effacing man.
How did you learn that he'd won a gold medal at the Olympics?
I went fishing with him. I was probably about 10, and we got into a boat, set out onto this lake to go fishing. And my father took the oars, and I can remember whispering to my mother, does Dad know how to row? And she said, yes, he does. He does know how to row. In fact, he used to keep his gold medal in a sock drawer. It was not proudly displayed. I mean, he had great pride in it. He was just the sort of man he was. And I think perhaps it was a generational thing as well. They'd been through a lot, after all. They'd been through a war and things like medals and all the baubles of success they didn't particularly pay attention to.
And your mother, tell me about her.
She was she could be tremendously funny in at certain times. She could also rather gloomy. I think it. In as much as I am ever prey to being gloomy, I think I probably got that from her. I think she could be, she could be gloomy.
Did you navigate around her when she was in those moods? Did you know to steer clear? Or?
Yes, I did. I competed is the wrong word, but we could both sulk. I learned how to sulk. And I'm happy to say that I think I have finally reached a point in my life where I've dispensed with that skill.
Did you think she didn't like you?
I felt that I was a disappointment sometimes, yes, I did. Well, I didn't like me, actually.
Well, that's normal, but to feel your mother doesn't like you is maybe not quite so normal.
Maybe not.
Poslušajte ponovo.
Let's look back for a moment, Hugh Laurie, to your parents. Your father sounds like a wonderful man. He achieved a lot in his life, and you didn't know about much of it until you were in your teens. He won a gold medal at rowing at the Olympics.
He did.
And he didn't tell you.
In 1948, he did not tell me. Or anybody else, actually. He was an excessively modest and self-effacing man.
How did you learn that he'd won a gold medal at the Olympics?
I went fishing with him. I was probably about 10, and we got into a boat, set out onto this lake to go fishing. And my father took the oars, and I can remember whispering to my mother, does Dad know how to row? And she said, yes, he does. He does know how to row. In fact, he used to keep his gold medal in a sock drawer. It was not proudly displayed. I mean, he had great pride in it. He was just the sort of man he was. And I think perhaps it was a generational thing as well. They'd been through a lot, after all. They'd been through a war and things like medals and you know, all the baubles of success they didn't particularly pay attention to.
And your mother, tell me about her.
She was, she could be tremendously funny at certain times. She could also rather gloomy. I think in as much as I am ever prey to being gloomy, I think I probably got that from her. I think she could be, she could be gloomy.
Did you navigate around her when she was in those moods? Did you know to steer clear?
Yes, I did. I competed is the wrong word, but we could both sulk. I learned how to sulk. And I'm happy to say that I think I have finally reached a point in my life where I've dispensed with that skill.
Did you think she didn't like you?
I felt that I was a disappointment sometimes, yes. I did. Well, I didn't like me, actually.
That's normal, but to feel your mother doesn't like you is maybe not quite so normal.
Maybe not.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj prvog zadatka. Drugi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
I love The Orchard on Fire. I've liked Sheena Mackay ever since I read her first book and found it very strange and very interesting. And this one in particular, sometimes there are books that you feel have just been written for you. It's about a 1950s childhood, pretty similar to my sort of background. The two little girls in it are drawn so beautifully. It's not at all sentimental. These kids are real. You are drawn into their lives. There's great tension in the book because various sort of sinister things are going on in the background, and the very title itself, The Orchard on Fire, leaves you to realise that something horrible is going to happen somewhere along the line. But there are so many wonderful passages of description, little incidental details. It's a funny book, it's a sad book. And it's also because on either end of the story that you're in the present day, and at the end of the story there's that weird feeling of going back to a village, and I think everybody past a certain age has had this happen. You go back to somewhere that meant a lot to you, and so much of it has changed and you resent it. And the particular oddness of finding the household things that used to be part of ordinary life in a sort of antique shop as sort of interesting bric-a-brac from the past. And it shows you can't bring that past back just with artifacts, but it's there in the main character's head and always will be.
Poslušajte ponovo.
I love The Orchard on Fire. I've liked Sheena Mackay ever since I read her first book and found it very strange and very interesting. And this one in particular, sometimes there are books that you feel have just been written for you. It's about a 1950s childhood, pretty similar to my sort of background. The two little girls in it are drawn so beautifully. It's not at all sentimental. These kids are real. You are drawn into their lives. There's great tension in the book because various sort of sinister things are going on in the background, and the very title itself, The Orchard on Fire, leaves you to realise that something horrible is going to happen somewhere along the line. But there are so many wonderful passages of description, little incidental details. It's a funny book, it's a sad book. And it's also because on either end of the story that you're in the present day, and at the end of the story there's that weird feeling of going back to a village, and I think everybody past a certain age has had this happen. You go back to somewhere that meant a lot to you, and so much of it has changed, and you resent it. And the particular oddness of finding the household things that used to be part of ordinary life in a sort of antique shop as sort of interesting bric-a-brac from the past. And it shows you can't bring that past back just with artifacts, but it's there in the main character's head and always will be.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj drugog zadatka. Molimo, prenesite svoje odgovore na list za odgovore. Ovo je kraj testa razumijevanja oslušanog teksta.